Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks, Rachel, and thanks, guys, for being on the podcast today. One of the things I'm convinced of is that God certainly wants us to grow up spiritually. I mean, that is the goal. The goal is for us to become more like Jesus. And the question that people ask is, well, how do I do that? And honestly, there's a lot of different answers to that. But today, I want to talk about something very specific, and it's this idea of investing in yourself. I'm literally talking about taking some of your money and investing it in yourself and specifically in your personal growth. I love what 2 Peter 3:18 says. It says, "Grow in spiritual strength and become better acquainted with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." One of the ways that you can grow, one of those ways that you can gain more spiritual strength is by specifically using your money to develop your skills and to educate yourselves to become a better leader, a better spouse, a better speaker, a better prayer, or whatever that may be, just a better person. I think we know this, but sometimes we need to be reminded, you can't take your stuff with you to heaven. Your car's not going with you to heaven. Your bigger house isn't going with you. The clothes that you wear, the fancy gadgets you bought, none of that stuff is going to heaven. But you are going to take your character, who you are. Now, often when we think about money and finances, it's tempting to use our money to invest in our comfort. We want bigger houses, nicer cars, clothes, whatever that thing is for you. We invest in comfort, but honestly, God wants us to invest in something that's actually going to last in our character. And so here's what I want to encourage you to do. Think about your budget for investing in yourself. Let me give you some examples. One is to buy a Christian book. Maybe you swing by the Sugar Hill Church resource area outside the lobby at church this Sunday and you pick up a book. One book that's out there right now is this book called Living Forward, this idea that you can plan your life, you can design your life, you can create the life you want to live. Now that takes money, but I'm telling you, investing in that is so huge because it enables you, it helps you to grow. Another way to do it is to invest in going to a conference this year. Or maybe it's to hire a personal coach or whatever that thing may be. Instead of thinking about our money just to invest in comfort, to say, I'm going to do some things to invest in my character. This is something I did this last year. I took a chunk of money and I invested it in something that I knew was going to have a long-term payoff in my life. It hurt. It caused me to have to reconfigure some things financially, but I'm telling you, this investment I made in my personal growth has already made a difference now, and I know it's going to make a difference in the future. It is absolutely worth it. The Bible says this in Isaiah 55, verse 2. It says, "Why spend your money on something that is not real food?" Then it goes on to say this, "Listen closely to me, and you will eat what is good. Your soul will enjoy the rich food that satisfies." And so I want to remind you today that you can spend your money or you can invest it. You can spend it on comfort or you can invest it in your character, something that is going to last far beyond the here and now. Well, I hope you have a great day today. And hey, I want to remind you, if you're around here at Sugar Hill Church, in just over a week, our shoe boxes are due for Operation Christmas Child. We've got commitments for over 1,000 boxes, but many of those haven't come back yet. So if you still have one of those boxes, I want to encourage you to bring it this Sunday morning. Or maybe you didn't pick up a box, but you want to participate. Find a shoebox or something about that size, and you can find the packing list for that on Operation Christmas Child's website or on our website. But we'd love for you to be involved in helping show the good news of Jesus around the world. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.